Okay, begin. Allison Tuckman, November 13th, 1980.
Oops. There we go. That was a funny sound, wasn't it, Allison? All right, we're all set now.
All right.
All set.
Position. Begin, Allison. A birdie. I see. Yes.
What do you want to do with the bird? Can you put the bird back in here? You want to try and put the bird back?
Put the bird in the puzzle for us?
Try and put the bird in the puzzle, honey. Put it in. Is that as far as you're going to get? Oh, that's further. You're getting better. That's about as far as she gets.
Should be beginning to like the puzzle?
A little more. Mm-hmm. She likes the thing in the puzzle. She likes the bird. She likes the airplane. Mm-hmm. You want to take the airplane out too, Allison? I'll tell you what. Why doesn't Mommy empty it? Should I empty it for you, or you want to empty it yourself? Oh, you're turning it upside down? All right, now, how about putting the airplane in? You want to put the airplane in the puzzle, or you don't want the airplane? You like the bird better, huh? Okay. Let's use the bird then. Hey, Mommy, wipe your nose, please. You blow your nose? Blow.
Does she blow sometimes?
Only kid I've ever seen her blow. Oh,
that's terrific.
Bless you again. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this. Your cold's getting worse instead of better. I don't know.
Allison, you're leaving me again.
Allison, don't leave Marilyn. I just had to go get a Kleenex so you could blow your nose. Blow again. That's a girl. Thank you. Come on over here. Hey, I know this is kind of early for you, considering what time you woke up, but...
We usually don't get started for at least an hour after she woke up.
Huh.
You'd like to see?
Let's sit and read one of your books, okay? We read this book this morning.
Who lives here? Who lives in the top of this high tree? Is it an elephant? No. Is it a turtle? No, no. Who lives here? A squirrel lives in this high tree.
Can you help me turn the page?
Who lives in this small pond? Is it a mouse? Dear me, no. A tall giraffe? Oh dear, no. Then guess, who lives in this pond? A little frog lives in this small pond. And I didn't remember if she had done it for you or not, if
no,
we got it on tape.
Okay.
A little frog lives in this small pond. See the frog? She now does that with almost every word that she knows. It's the same kind of sound, but the first letter of what that word is.
Mm-hmm. We'll do it some more so you can see.
Yeah.
Who lives in a hole down under the ground? Who is that? That's a chipmunk. A chipmunk. A big fat chipmunk lives down there. Who can live in a flower? Can a horse? No. A raccoon? Certainly not. Who lives there? A ladybug. A little ladybug lives in the red flower. Pretty. Who lives at the bottom of the sea? Surely not a pussycat. Is it a pussycat? That's the sound a pussycat made. Of course not a puppy dog. Is it a puppy dog? No, not a puppy dog. Then who is it? Who lives there? A fish. A fish lives at the bottom of the sea. Of course, a fish. Who lives in the nest? Who lives in the nest, Allison? Look. Look under the leaf. Who lives here? Who's that? A bird. A bird lives here. Who lives under the rock? Who lives under the rock? Let's look and see. A gray wiggly worm lives under the rock. Is that the sound that a worm makes? Who lives in the house? Dada lives in the house. Who else lives in the house beside Dada? Who lives with Dada? You going to tell me who lives with Dada? Who else lives with Dada? Does Mama live there too? You can see who's her favorite. Does Mama live there too? And Baby? Mama and Dada and Baby. They all live in the house.
Dada.
Yes, there's the Dada.
Mama.
Who else? Who else lives beside Dada and Mama? There's somebody else
there's
that I
Mama.
Know.
You got Mama right there. That's right.
There's a baby that lives there too, huh?
Baby.
That's right. Dad and Mama and Baby. All right, let's put this book down and let's get, we'll get your Sesame Street book. And you can show Marilyn all the people you know in Sesame Street. We'll put this away. I will play with these later, okay? What's inside the toy box? What's inside? Come sit here. Come sit on Mommy's lap, and I want you to tell me, what's inside the toy box? What's inside?
A duck.
A duck, that's right. The duck is inside the toy box. And what's inside the suit of armor? Let's look and see. No, not that. That's the next page.
Bert,
that's right. Bert's inside the suit of armor. See what I mean? The first, very consistent. What's inside the Cookie Monster's oven? That's her word for cookies.
I looked at your notes while I was.
I don't know how to describe it. That's every cookies and crackers. Same thing.
That's interesting.
Isn't that funny? What's inside Harry Monster's toolbox? Look at the tools. There's a hammer and a screwdriver and pliers and a wrench. Oh, look. What's inside Prairie Dawn's theater? Let's open it and see. There's Prairie Dawn playing the piano, and her friends playing a guitar and a violin. What's inside Mr. Hooper's store? Oh, look, there's the Cookie Monster and the Harry Monster. And what's inside the telephone booth? Oh, who's there? No, that's not Bert, that's Grover. Grover. She can't say Grover. What's inside the trash can, Allison? What's inside the trash can? What's inside? Oscar. That's Oscar. Oscar, huh? How about that? Want to look at your pictures now? Who's that? And who's that?
Dada.
No, that's not Dada. Let's look at your other pictures and see if you can tell me. Who's in the tree here? Who's sawing the tree? That's Dad, but I don't know if you really knew that was Dad. Who's here? Who's in the picture? What do you see in that picture? Who's this right here? Who's this right here?
These are all pictures I'm throwing away, so I gave them to her.
Does she have a word for it, Carla?
No. One time I thought she was saying la la, but then she had never said it again, so I don't think. Is that the baby? Where's the baby? Where's the baby? I see a baby in some of these pictures. Who's here?
Bee.
There's two babies there, aren't there? There's Allison and there's JD, your friend. Is Mommy in that picture too? Do you see Mommy there? And do you see Bonnie? Mommy and Bonnie are in that picture too. Oh, you know what? There's something here that we want to show Marilyn, huh? Hello, who is this? Kitchen pans make music. Sandwiches make a yummy lunch, huh? She'll pick out one thing in each book
that she talks about.
I'm sure it's not unusual, but to me, you know, it's just kind of interesting that she does that. Do you like, look at these sandwiches, Allie. They make a yummy lunch, huh? She does tell me now when she wants to eat. She does do that. I stand tall to brush my teeth. Look, she's standing there brushing her teeth. My bedroom is where I get dressed. See how nice I look? Look, doesn't she look pretty? She's looking in the mirror and saying, see how nice I look. Very pretty. Bless you. It is really getting worse. I can't believe it.
Why is it like this kind of cold anyway?
It's getting time for new books, huh? Let's look here. Let's see what we have here. Two little blackbirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack, the other named Jill. Fly away, Jack. Fly away, Jill. Come back, Jack. Come back, Jill. Can we turn the page? Five little chickadees peeping at the door. One flew away, and then there were four. What kind of sound does a chick make, Allie?
Peep, peep.
Peep, peep. That's right. Peep, peep. Billy and me. One, two, three. I love coffee, and Billy loves tea. Hickety pickety, my black hen. She lays eggs for the gentlemen. One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, knock at the door. This is the knock at the door one. Five, six, pick up sticks. No, that's not the knock at the door anymore, honey. We finished knock at the door. I have two eyes to see with. I have two feet to run. Oh, you know what? We're coming to the one you like soon. Allison, one little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians, seven little, eight little, nine little Indians, 10 little Indian boys and girls.
Piggy.
Okay, this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee, 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 all the way home. The balls! Look, here's a ball, and here's a ball, and a great big ball I see. Shall we count them? Are you ready? One, two, three. Eeny, meeny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. 30 days has September. We never get past the first sentence in this one.
That's not very exciting.
You don't like that one, do you?
Not great reading that one.
Okay, we'll put this down. You want to go play? Go play. Go play by yourself, okay? Allison? Allison, you want to go over to the door and show Marilyn what you do when you want to go outside? What do you do when you want to go by?
That's such a good idea.
That's true.
Why don't you show me some of the animals, Allison?
She does that a lot. When she kisses and does that. Uh-huh.
Why don't you show me one of your animals? What do you have over there that you specially like? Dada. You got a picture of Dada there?
Mm-hmm. And why don't you give that picture to Marilyn? Go give it to Marilyn, okay? She would like to take a look at it. Why don't you give that to Marilyn, honey? Go get that picture to Marilyn. She would love to see that picture.
Show me the picture. Show me the picture of Dada. Hmm? Oh, yeah. Having branches. Where's a picture of Judy? That's red. Here's one.
Is it why I wanted to feel
that? That was a while ago. What about this one? See what goes in here? Let's see.
Can Mommy have the bird, Allison? What are you going to do with the bird? Will you put the bird in the puzzle? How about putting the bird in the puzzle, sweetie?
A bow.
What is this? Up in the sky, the airplane flies. Is that the airplane?
Are those your little piggies?
What are you doing with your little piggy? What are you doing with your toes, huh? Oh, you want me to read this book to you, huh? All right. I thought you were tired of this book, but I will be more than happy to read it to you. Counting rhymes. Two little blackbirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack, the other named Jill. Fly away, Jack. Fly away, Jill. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, what is this, Allison? It's a clock. You know this is a clock? What is a clock? What kind of sound does a clock make? Clock goes. What does the clock make? Remember? Tick-tock. Tick-tock. This is ridiculous, Allison. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. O-U-T spells out. Yeah, that one is very confusing. Do you want me to read this to you? Five little chickadees peeping at the door. One flew away, then there were four. Four little chickadees sitting on a tree. One flew away, and then there were three. Three little chickadees looking at you. One flew away, and then there were two. Two little chickadees sitting in the sun. Who are those? What is that? Is that the Indian?
Daddy.
One little... What is that? Oh, I think Charlotte counts. Carla turned on the shower, yes. I usually have her not here on Thursdays for that reason. There's your piggies. There's your piggies.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's both. She starts off BB, and then she says...
BB.
What is this? Who is this?
Beep.
What is that?
Pig.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Is that a piggy? And that's a piggy? And that's a piggy, and that's a piggy, and that's a piggy.
As you can see, it's one of the few mornings. Hello? Yeah. Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hiya.
Fine. What's that?
It's a message.
All right. That's about all I can say.
Can I drink from the cup?
That happens, you know.
Here, let's see. Maybe Picky's thirsty. Want to give Picky a drink? Want to give Picky a drink? No? Here, I'm going to put this in here.
Look at your toe. The wire is all caught in your toe. Here, honey, let's see if we can get it around here.
Okay.
What are you doing with your tongue?
Is that what you're doing with your tongue?
Like that, I see that.
Is that what you're doing with your tongue? You are very funny. You want to get your pail and shovel over here? The pail and shovel we played with in the sand when we went to Hawaii?
I'd like to see your pail and shovel.
Could I? I'm not sure she knows what that is.
Where are your pail and shovel?
Where's your pail and shovel, Allison? You remember what we played with in the sand when we went to Hawaii? Would you like to get your pail and shovel? Or you'd rather play with your cup?
Oh.
You want to bring your cup over here to Mommy so I can wipe your nose?
Now that really makes sense, doesn't it? Bring your cup over here so I can wipe your nose.
Let me wipe your nose.
Okay. You want me to put some water in your cup so you can drink it?
Give it to me. I'll put some water in it, all right?
Okay. You want to come over here and drink the water?
She have a word for water now?
I know. No? All right. I'll empty the water out and you can play with the cup. Here. Well, let's come on over here. Come over here and I'll fix it for you. Allie, come on over here, honey.
I'll fix it for you.
Frustrating. Here, let me pick you up.
And put this right behind you here. You have to move your hand, though, so I can get it behind you.
All right. Is that better? Now you can play with your cup. Maybe Doggy needs a drink. You want to give Doggy a drink? You want to give Doggy a drink? Allison, get your doggy and give your doggy a drink. Where's your dog? Where's your dog? Well, why don't you give the doggy a drink? You want to give your doggy a drink? Give your doggy a drink.
I don't even know if Allison knows that doggies drink.
Do you know that doggies drink, Allison? You give your doggy a drink of water?
Now I need to wipe your nose again.
She is exactly like her father. She does take at least an hour to wake up. To wake up.
I always keep her in the room and she plays very nicely and very quietly. Uh-huh. And then she just takes off. Uh-huh. But it's really interesting. And I move real fast in the morning.
So do I. And your dad ears exactly like one. She has not played with that in 5 months.
I thought maybe she could put things in and take out of the chair.
Can I pretend like you're a doggy and I'll walk you on the leash? Here, doggy, doggy. Here, doggy. Come here, doggy. Come here, doggy. Are you going to dance? Dance. Can you dance for us? Austin, where are the records to dance to? Where are the records? Where does the music come from? Why don't you go over to where the music comes from and I'll turn it on for you, okay? You want to go over to where the music comes from? She knows all of those things, but not today.
You gonna go up the slide, Allison?
Well, this is the longest one has ever slept in one.
She went to bed at 8.
Well, she actually fell asleep at 8:15.
And
she woke up at 9:15. 15 hours. Once I went to Christiane's and she'd just woken up from a nap, and for about an hour, she basically just sat there. Not an hour, I guess, but 3.5 hours. She never really worked up. We'll have to see what her schedule is next week. I imagine she'll probably be back on normal by now.
Oh, I would think so.
I hope so. I thought she's had it for so long. Is this her first ear infection?
Yes.
I hope it's the last, but
I know they're just so one of the most common things for little ones to get her ear infection.
So that started in Hawaii?
Yes.
She had a cold about 3 weeks before, and she got rid of that very quickly. It was a very mild cold.
And then 2 weeks later, she got another cold. And it wasn't really diagnosed until this last Saturday. I knew it was an ear infection, but... Really?
That's because I took her too long.
First time my daughter got one, we had no idea what was wrong. She was about 8.5 months, and she screamed, you know. It was just awful, and we didn't know what was the matter with her. It didn't occur to us. I mean, we just weren't expecting.
She hasn't been screaming. She's been screaming, but not screaming very much.